Welcome back to the program. Great to have your company wherever you might be listening. Before we say goodbye this afternoon and start thinking about tonight's footy again, well, thanks to the Watchdog app. Download the new Watchdog mobile form guide app today. Let's have a chat about some greyhound racing with GRV CEO Alan Clayton. Great to have you back, Alan. Thanks for joining me again.
Yeah, good to be here, Dwayne, and it's good to be on your program.
What does lockdown mean for Victorian greyhound racing?
Look, Dwayne, we keep racing. We're abiding by very strict biosecurity protocols that we've put in place at all of our tracks since March, and we have been able to be lucky enough to keep racing right through the COVID pandemic. And Dwayne, it's really largely due to our club staff and participants who are doing the right thing and avoiding contracting the virus. And we also have additional staff on track monitoring social distancing. So we've got a whole range, plus a medical capability on track, testing people as they come through with temperature tests. So it's really important because we are a major employer in regional Victoria and we inject millions into the economy throughout our state. So for our people in these communities, it's critical that we keep working as we are.
So Melburnians can actually travel to the country if they're involved in the racing industry?
Our racetracks are a work site. I think it's important that that I mention, you know, with the border closure, we've got an ever-evolving situation at GRV and the clubs are encouraging participants and race day staff to remain vigilant during this process. But we are also ensuring that if people are travelling to track, that they don't go outside of the track, that they stay at the track. So what we do, we've got some takeaway food on site for them or encourage them to bring their own food. But when they go to the track, they come into the track, do the race meeting and then go home. There's no wandering around local communities. So we're really impressing that very strongly on all our participants to keep our people in, you know, in regional rural Victoria happy and feeling confident that, you know, there's not people who are not doing the right thing. So we're really, really strong on it. And we've had quite a few discussions with our clubs to make sure that it's all going okay.
So you're just go on.
We're just working on the latest information from the government and we just have a role to play in combating this virus and I'm confident that our participants and staff are continuing to do the right thing.
No, it's fantastic that that you're trying to make sure that everybody in the greyhound racing industry knows exactly how they can go about it to keep their industry, to keep their employment alive. Where are the big races this week, Alan?
Ironically, they're in New South Wales, Dwayne. So good luck to our New South Wales counterparts. And it's always good to see greyhound racing strong anywhere in Australia. So there are four greyhounds who are in Group 1 races at Wentworth Park on Saturday night. And they are Catch the Thief and Playlist, trained by Matt Clark in Gippsland, Houdini Boy by Kel Greeno, and Junk Food Junkie, trained by Jessica Sharp at Lara. So I'm advised these dogs and connections travelled into New South Wales before the border closed, and I'm sure all Victorians will be cheering for them. So good luck to them because we've got 6 weeks of pretty intense lockdown from here.
Great to have a chat to you, Alan. Really appreciate you joining me and clarifying all of that as well. I'm going to be doing a bit of travelling from Geelong to Melbourne in the weekend as well myself, so it's going to be an interesting little process to get my job done. Thanks a lot for your time. We'll talk soon.
Yeah, very good to talk to you, Dwayne, and keep well, and everyone keep well. Thank you.
We'll talk next week. Greyhound Racing Victoria CEO Alan Clayton. That's it for me today. Been an absolute pleasure to have your company. Make sure you stick around because there's plenty still to come this afternoon on SEN and also on AFL Nation tonight. The footy's back tonight. Can't wait for the first bounce. It's going to be a ripper. The Cats back in action tonight against the Brisbane Lions. I'll see you then.